Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the reason I'm saying thank you, Jesus, everybody, I'm thanking the Lord for the anointing, for the unction of the Holy Ghost that I feel, and that's what we need. We need God's help in everything that we do. Just yesterday, I think Sister Jessica said, we just need to keep praying, Brother Vic, that we are led of the Spirit. Amen to that, Brother Sid, Sister Jessica. We need to be led of the Spirit in everything that we do, and we're going to be talking about something that took place this weekend with the Mirishes. Can I say that? The Mirishes? Oh, I better just stick to Brother Sid and Sister Jessica. All right. A lot of great things that have been taking place. Let's do a recap. That's kind of what we're doing on these calls. We're kind of following up on what's taking place in the last few days. And we know that it was on Saturday we had our evangelism street service, and we had about 15 of our people there. And first of all, I want to say, you know, our people are having boldness. Brother Vic, I'll say something. Even if it's just 30 seconds or a minute, we want everybody's voice to be heard, because a testimony is a powerful thing. Your testimony is a powerful thing. Boy, my mind is already going to Brother Lackey when we were going to talk. Oh, boy. Too many things to cover here, but let me try to stay in order, everybody. So there we were on Saturday, and people testifying. At the end, the young people said, Brother Vic, we want to sing a song. You want to sing a song? Please do. So we got them up there, Sister Sapphire, Brother Nolan, and the other young people, but maybe 7 or 8, 9 young people, even the little ones like Sister Ellie, and there was also some of Miguel and Jessica's younger kids as well. Singing a song, and they wanted to sing What a Day That Will Be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I will see. He's going to take us by the hand and lead us through that promised land. And I got to tell you, everybody, by the time they finished singing it the first time, I felt the anointing, as they had lovely voices, our young people, but more than that, the anointing of the Holy Ghost that we felt as they were singing that. I just said, you know what, guys, do it again, sing it again. And I got to tell you, as we're standing on that street corner, and you see these cars stopping at they don't have a choice. They got to stop at the red light, and thank God for it, because as they're parked for 30 seconds, 45 seconds, a minute, they're forced to look and see what we're doing, and they can hear what we're doing, but more importantly, they can feel the Holy Ghost and the anointing of the Holy Ghost that is riding on these young people and on the people that are out there on the corner with giving out the church cards, and they can't help but to notice what is going on over there at that corner. And think about it, week after week, we've been there for about 5 months now, and we are a staple product, a staple item. We're a standard on that street corner now on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m., and they're realizing something. These people are here to stay. These people ain't going anywhere. Truth Church, we had the banner out this Saturday as well. And we're going to continue to put that big old 7-foot-long banner so they can see Truth Church. But the point is, they're beginning to realize these people are for real. They're not just these emotional, wackos, crazy people that are out screaming, preaching, testifying. No, no, we're here on a mission. And this is our mission field, everybody. And these young people, it came out of them. We want to sing, Brother Vic. Come on up here. And there I was passing the mic around to those young people. Boy, I'm just feeling the Holy Ghost just thinking about what we're talking about here, everybody. Praise God. I hope you're capturing this vision. And I know you captured this vision, those of you that are on this line. But I want this vision and this burden to continue to not just be put inside of you, but we want it to begin to take root and to grow wider in you and stronger and thicker and more robust in you, so that it gets a hold of every facet, every aspect of your being, everybody that's listening to this. This is not a one-man show, one-woman show. This is a church, a body, a team effort. Praise God. And I know those of you that are on this call, you have that burden, but I'm just praying that God continues to grow that burden, that desiring you wider, deeper, stronger. Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, I get some joy just talking to you about this, because this is real. And those of you that have been on that street corner and you're out there doing the work of God, the will of God, with a burden, with a desire, with a love, God is putting a love inside of you to do this, and a love for souls. Once you develop a love for lost souls, everybody, it's a game changer. It's over. It's a whole new game now. When you have this love of God and a love for souls inside of you, that changes everything. Y eso cambia todo. Don't worry, I'm not going to start translating tonight, but I felt to say that. It changes everything. Cambia todo. Everyone say todo. That's all right. Everything. Everything. It changes everything. Praise God. All right. So moving on, that's what took place on Saturday. And they sang it again, the young people, and it was a powerful ending. And once again, just as we're ending, the Lord sent someone else. Brother Miguel was there and dealing with someone in Spanish. It seems like every time we finish, as we're about to pray to close up, someone comes up. Last Saturday, a couple of guys came up. This time another man came during the end, and we were able to pray with him and connect with him. And he was hungry, so we fed him some word, but we also fed him some lunch as well. He was hungry. The Bible says if they're hungry, feed them. And someone said, you know, Brother Vic, sometimes people just come because they want to get some food. Well, you know what? The Lord fed 5,000, oh, more than 5,000 men and women and their children. Who knows? Could have been 10, 12, 15,000 people that the Lord fed with a little boy's lunch that day. Some loaves of bread and some fishes. And he was able to multiply exponentially, impossibly, an impossible miracle. But for the Lord, there's nothing impossible, right? Nothing too hard for the Lord. Boy, we just keep feeling this anointing tonight. So let's talk about what else happened. We're running out of time here. Let's keep moving forward. All right. So, and again, if you feel something tonight as we're talking, or you're reminded about something that we're talking about, please feel free to text me and text Brother Vic, and we will read it out loud, and we will let them know what your testimony may be or what your thought is regarding what we're talking about. So that was Saturday. Morning. Well, Saturday evening, we met with Felipe and Andrea. They may be on the call tonight. I'm going to say some things. I hope I'm not embarrassing them. But they were there, and so was Edwin. Had some of our newer people there at Sid and Jessica's home. Great food. But more importantly, we had some great fellowship. And we began to do a little bit of a Bible study and talk about some things that we need to put into our new converts. And even as we were doing that, and I don't want to embarrass Andrea, but she felt the Holy Ghost. And she began to get soft in her words, and some tears began to come down her cheeks as she began to say some things. And we took the opportunity. We prayed. We turned the lights down a little bit. We began to pray. And we felt the Holy Ghost as we were talking about the things that we were sharing. And one of the things that we talked about was the death, the burial, and the resurrection. Praise God. We talked about the gospel. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take a few moments tonight because I want to talk about something here. We talked here a few weeks ago about, you know what? We need to be teaching Bible studies. We need to be able to teach a Bible study. And some of us might think, oh, I can do that, Brother Vic. Some of us might say, I'm not qualified. I've never done it. I don't know how to do it. Well, everybody, I'm going to touch on this tonight once again, because teaching a Bible study is really not a difficult thing. All you're doing is sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Ooh, can you feel it as I said it? Everyone say it together. The good news of Jesus Christ. Yep. Remember how to say that phrase, because what you're really sharing is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what is the gospel of Jesus Christ? The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Everyone together, say it together. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Everybody, I'm trying to make this as simple as I can tonight. Why? Because you're going to do this as well. You're going to begin to do this with your family members, with loved ones, with friends, with people that you're going to be meeting. New converts that the Lord is going to be sending to our church, you're going to be doing it. And get this thing out of your mind. Oh, it has to be an hour long, or at least 45 minutes. It certainly has to be 30 minutes. Nope, everybody, it could be 50 minutes, 15 minutes. It could be 10 minutes. It could be a 7-minute sit down as you introduce yourself to your friend or family one or family member or loved one, and you're going to tell them your name, and you're going to tell them, I want to talk to you about the good news of Jesus Christ, everybody. Hey, friend, family member, I just feel to share this with you, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, what is the gospel, they're going to ask you? What is that? I've heard about that. Well, the gospel is simply the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Everybody, unbeknownst to you, I'm teaching you a Bible study right now, and I'm teaching you how to teach a very simple Bible study right now. And there it is. There's the introduction, the death, the burial, resurrection, because Jesus died. Oh, everybody knows that Jesus died on the cross. But you're going to now begin to give him instruction on why he died on the cross, why he shed his precious blood, that perfect, divine, hallelujah, precious blood of Jesus, because that is what's going to cleanse people of their sin. And that's, and the death, when Jesus died on the cross, that's when we die, when we repent. We die when we repent. And well, there's more details to that, but I'm going to keep it simple tonight. And then Jesus was buried in that tomb for 3 days. Well, the Bible says that we are buried with him in baptism. Just as Jesus was buried in the tomb, we are being buried with him in baptism, in the waters of baptism, in the name of Jesus. And you know how Jesus was resurrected after 3 days? When we are resurrected, when we are filled with the Holy Ghost, with that powerful, precious spirit of the Holy Ghost, we are resurrected to new life. So did you see the allegory or the comparison, the parallel? The death, burial, resurrection. Jesus died. We die when we repent. And we're going to turn around, as Brother Stephen taught, one great lesson he gave on Sunday morning. We're going to turn around as we decide to make a decision to turn from the direction we are walking in. It is a military turn. Repent is what the sergeant or the captain says when we're walking down, marching. Repent. That's when we turn and do a 180. We walk the other direction. We repent as we die to ourselves, to our will, just as the Lord died on the cross. Then when he's buried, as he was buried, we are also buried with him in baptism. And when he was resurrected, we are also resurrected when we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Well, anyway, everybody, there's our little 5-minute instruction tutorial on how to give a Bible study. That's what we taught to Andrea and Felipa, and Edwin was there also on Saturday afternoon. Well, everyone, we all came to church Sunday morning, and guess what Brother Lackey talked about? First of all, Brother Stephen is taught on repentance, all right? And then Brother Lackey talked about the death, the burial, and the resurrection. And this was all after his great lesson about prophecy. He got into prophecy a little bit Sunday morning. But he also ended it with the gospel message, the good news of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and the resurrection. And as I looked out across the crowd and I saw Felipe and Andrea, and they kind of looked at me smiling, nodding. And I looked over at Sid and Jessica, and sure enough, they were nodding and smiling. Wow, this is exactly what we talked about. The Lord loves our new people so much. He loves Edwin, Andrea, Felipe so much that he goes ahead and verifies it with the witness of the Holy Ghost with what Brother Lackey finished his message on Sunday morning. Well, he didn't need to say much more. As soon as the altar call was made, there Andrea, Felipe, and Edwin all made their way to the altar, and they were seeking the Lord in earnest, seeking the repentance and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because now they had a little bit more of a fundamental understanding. We talked about it Saturday afternoon. Brother Stephen talked about repentance. Brother Lackey preached on the message there at the end, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. You see how the Lord works like that, overlapping and coming from different angles, and they were able to get a better understanding because they had a fundamental teaching the day before. And that's what we are all going to be doing, everybody. It's not a complicated thing. Don't think you need to be a preacher. You need to be an eloquent speaker. No, no, no. You just need to have a love for God and a love for souls. Pray for that first. And that's when evangelism will begin to flow out of your mouth. That wherever you go, it's going to be coming. You'd be amazed here in the last year. I was telling somebody in the last couple of years, as I go to stores now, I maybe need to go buy food or clothing or whatever I'm looking for. But it's funny how it happens now, everybody. Brother Vic, when I walk into a store, when I look at someone, all of a sudden I think, do they know Jesus? And what type of relationship do they have with Jesus? I wonder if they've ever heard the real, genuine gospel message of salvation. And then I'm trying to find a way to connect with them. And, oh, look at that shirt, sir. What do you think about that? And or if it's at the cash register, the young lady or the woman that's there, hey, so where do you live? And well, that sounds kind of strange. You don't want to ask where do you live, but you want to find out how close they are to the church. And then let them know, hey, my church is in Ontario, Truth Church. In other words, find a connecting, identifying point with that person. And that's the way you begin to think. You begin to think in terms of evangelism. All right. So that's what happened on Sunday morning, everybody. with our new people. They were there at the altar seeking the Lord in earnest. Praise God. Praise God. And what tremendous messages we've been hearing from Brother Lackey yesterday morning and Sunday night. And he got into revelations and Daniel and prophetic messages here Sunday night. And you know, some of us might think, man, that's kind of deep. Several people told me, well, that's powerful. It's kind of deep. Well, the Brother Ralph said it. It's in the Word of God. He just studies it, and we need to be doing the same thing. It's in the Word of God, and it's not that complicated. Once you begin to read it and study, and you ask the Lord for understanding and wisdom, the Lord will give you understanding on how to understand these things. He wants it. It's for His people. He loves us, and He wants us to be ready. Praise God. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost just saying that. All right. All right. So what else happened? I got about 10 minutes left, so I'm hurrying along here. Edwin, he came to me on the fellowship, and I hope I don't embarrass him, but he told me that he wasn't going to be able to come Sunday night. He got caught up with some things in the family, and he was kind of tired Sunday afternoon. But right before Sunday night service started, he told me he was laying there, and something just urged him, get to church. Brother Vic, I don't know what it was. Something just came to me and said, just get out of bed and get going and get to church tonight. And isn't he glad that he did after hearing what Brother Lackey talked about? We need to be ready. We got to be ready. End time revival is here. End time prophecy is here. And we need to make sure we understand what's happening. We got to be plugged in. Don't miss church. Don't miss church. Of course, unless you're really sick with a virus or something else going on and you let Pastor Brother Rowell or someone in leadership know that you can't make it, so we can pray for you. But he tell me, Brother Vic, something told me I just had to get to church, and I'm so glad that I came, Brother Vic. I got so much tonight, and of course we had some great food afterward as well. Sister Clark and Sister Christy Rao, they made some great, you tasted it, that enchilada casserole. I got double portion, and I'm the devil, everybody. Boy, Sister Jessica blessed me. You know, she gave me all the leftovers. I got all kinds of extra food there, but it was good food last night and good fellowship, and it's all part of revival, everybody. We're on a revival devotion. We're talking about everything. We're talking about services. We're talking about our visitors. We're talking about fellowship, food, everything that has been taking place. It's all balance. See, do you see that? We're striking that balance that Pastor Clark has been talking about. We've got to be balanced in everything that we're doing. And that's where we're finding that balance. That balance. Praise God. All right. Let me keep going forward here. I have a few more notes I want to talk about. Let me see if anybody... Yep, no, nobody has texted in, but if you do have a message, please feel free to text that in. All right, I was there praying at church this evening, and I got to the names, and I don't want to embarrass anybody, but there was Brother Gustavo, who's been coming to pray early in the mornings and late in the evenings, and there his name was about an hour ago written down, but right next to his name, he made a little note. He said something like, if you are reading this, he wrote this right beside his name. Let's say he put 6:30 p.m. and then his name. And then right on that line right next to him, he made a little note. He wrote, if you are reading this, God is good. Or something like that. If you are reading this, God is good to you. Think about that. And I thought about that. So you see, Gustavo's been going through some hard things recently. Ever since he's made the decision, the choice to follow Jesus. And I told him that. As soon as you make that decision, just be ready. It's not a matter of if, but when, Pastor Clark has said it. It's going to come against you, the enemy, trials, temptation, etc., etc. It's going to come at you. Well, he's speaking his faith. If you're reading this message, God is good to you. And you want to remember that, because in the next days and weeks and months to come, there's going to be things that happen that you're going to wonder, well, is God really good to me? Why is God allowing this in my life? Folks, it wasn't even 30 minutes after he wrote that message. I walked out of the church, and I seen Gustavo in his car, and Brother Miguel pulls up, and we noticed that Gustavo's front left tire is completely flat. Completely flat, here at 7:30 p.m. at night. And I told him, hey, Gustavo, we're going to get through this. You know the message you just wrote on there. If you're reading this message, God is good. Well, I want to remind you, Gustavo, God is good to you. He loves you, even with a flat tire. And, you know, he told me, Brother Vic, I got to get to work tomorrow. We all know the story. God's blessing Gustavo. He got accepted into the Carpenters Union here about a week ago, and he's been working every day. Praise God. But he's got to find a way to solve this problem. And when I finish this tonight, I'm going to go back to the church and figure out a way with Miguel and Gustavo to resolve this problem. But the point I'm trying to make, everybody, is this. God is good all the time, the song says. And he's good to all of us, seasoned saints, a veteran saint, or a new convert, someone, a visitor who's coming in. God is good. And when you make that choice, that decision to live for Jesus, hey, that doesn't mean it's going to be a bed of roses from here to heaven. There's going to be things that come against us. But God is going to teach us how to pray. He's going to teach us how to have faith, how to use faith, how to exercise that faith, how to get into the Word of God. He's going to teach us how to live for Him. Boy, I hope you feel that as I'm saying that. We hear that phrase all the time. Oh, I live for God, and I walk with, how's your walk of faith? How's your walk with the Lord? And are you living for God? Well, Jesus is going to teach us how to live for Him and how to walk with Him. Are you hearing that? Are you feeling that as I'm saying that, everybody? And especially the new converts, as I'm saying this, new converts. Yes, the Lord wants you to learn how to live for Him, not to live for yourself, for the enemy, for the world. There's no life there, is there? Those of you who came out of the world, you know it's a mere dreary existence. What's the word I'm trying to find here? Just a miserable existence living in the world. Even if you're making money and doing well, as it were, but if you don't have Jesus, what good is it? What good is it? Okay. Anyway. Let me just end on that note regarding that. Jesus, He's teaching us how to live for Him and how to walk with Him. And that goes to our new converts as well. Praise God. I got a few more minutes to go, so let me keep on going on here. I want to say something else here. Sister Lupe, I made a note about her. Well, she's been so full of joy. And you know, she's gone through some hard things. You know, she's raising those children, those grandchildren, alone, but she's not alone. Now she's learned how to walk with Jesus. Precisely, she's learned how to walk by faith and have a relationship with Jesus. And every time I see her on Saturday, she's out there on Saturday morning. Brother Vic, I'm excited. I said, what are you excited about this time, Brother Sister Lupe? You know, her son Joseph is in prison right now, everybody. But she's got a smile on her face. Did you hear that? Her son is in prison. But she's got a smile on her face, and she's got a word of testimony on her lips, and she's got joy in her heart. And I said, "What are you excited about today, Sister Lupe?" You know, brother. Yeah, Sister Jessica just sent the message. Thank God for Sister Lupe, a woman of faith! Exclamation point. I had to throw in the exclamation point. You're right, Sister Jessica. Yes, she is. And I said, "What are you excited about today, Sister Lupe?" You know, Brother Vic, I talked to my son Joseph the other day, or I don't know if it was a text or a letter in the mail, or maybe it was on the phone. And Brother Vic, he told me the first thing he told me, "Mom, where's the net? You send me some mail, but where's the net?" And what he's asking for, everybody, is she sends him in the mail some correspondence to her son, but she always includes the net. That the net is this great newsletter that Sister Jessica has been putting together, you know, with the help of some other ladies here in the last couple of months, but she's really spearheading it right now, Sister Jessica. She puts it together. There's pictures there, and you've seen it at the entrance of the vestibule. It's called The Net, literally The Net. We named it that because, you know, it's a net. We're fishermen for Jesus, and we're casting out the net of evangelism, and that newsletter is called The Net. And what a great job Sister Jessica has done with it. She has a burden for it, everybody. And you can feel the anointing as you're reading it because she's doing it with prayerfully, everybody. And so as a result of that and the other help she's had with the other ladies putting it together, so Sister Lupe has been sending that out to her son. And now her son is reading it and looking out for it. And he said he passes that out to other prisoners. Think about that, everybody. He's passing it out to other prisoners. And they're reading this. What's happening every week? They get to read. Look what's happening. Look what's happening at that Truth Church. Look what's happening. You are so blessed to be able to even fellowship. Praise God. Yep. Sister Lisa San Diego. Yes, that's right. We'll read Sister Lisa's message here in just a moment. But that's what that net is having an effect, a far-reaching effect, everybody, further than just our street corner. It's going into the prisons right now, and prisoners are reading it. Think about what can be happening as that anointed newsletter, as those prisoners are reading that, everybody, about you and I and what we're doing out on that street corner, evangelism. That evangelism is now reaching into prisons, and what can that cause into a prisoner as he gets on their knees and prays, Lord Jesus, I want this. I want this. I don't want to, if I'm going to be here for a while, I want your Holy Ghost. I want the spirit of evangelism in me so I can reach others in this prison system. Everybody, think about what I'm saying. What you're doing, what we're doing, it is far reaching. It is far reaching, just as a Peter and a Paul and a John, what they did, Mark, Matthew, what they wrote in their Gospels and their epistles is far reaching. It has reached the entire globe, and it has spanned the distances of time. 2,000 years later, it's still reaching souls. It's still saving souls. Praise God, and that's what we are doing today. I hope you feel the Holy Ghost as we're saying this right now. En el nombre de Jesús, praise. Chiyaravashatai. Praise God. We're going to have to wrap this up here. We've hit the 7:45 mark. Yes, so true. Things get very uncomfortable, but we got to keep staying focused, Sister Christine wrote. And Mama Elisa and San Diego wrote, she wrote a little message. Let's just read it. You are so blessed to be able even to fellowship and partake of good food like enchiladas made by Sister Clark and Sister Christy Rowland. Look at Brother Lackey's face. Such a Bible teacher and preacher. I'm only a hearer right now, but that's good enough for me. I love Jesus and being fed by having church online. Love you all. Yeah, she actually put a hater, but she corrected. She's a hearer. She's a hearer. Yes, you are, Mama Elisa. And everybody, with that said, we got to wrap this up now. But I hope you feel the anointing. I hope you're feeling the spirit of evangelism, of revival that's taking hold of our church. Get a hold of it. Get a hold of it. And if you have it, pray for more of it, and so that you can pass this on to your family, your loved ones, and to people that you deal with on your daily life. Praise God. With that said, everyone, thank you for being on this revival devotion. We look forward to seeing everybody on Wednesday night, and look forward to see what the Lord has for us on that Wednesday night. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen.